Hello and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. I'm Harry Thompson, the editor of USA Hockey Magazine. Today we have a great pleasure of being joined by George Atkinson, who is the president of Michigan Amateur Hockey Association. George has stopped by in Colorado Springs to pay a visit, and so we took advantage of taking some time to talk to George and pick his brain on what's going on with hockey in Michigan. George, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So I guess first off, what brings you to Colorado Springs?
Well, we're looking at a number of different initiatives today and how to get across the benefits of the USA Hockey player development system to the parents.
As the president of MAHA, how long have you been doing that? And what was your path through youth hockey that got you to this point right now?
Well, I had two sons that played youth hockey and played up through the high school level. And now actually they're both in their late 20s and they're playing adult hockey now. So they're starting back through USA Hockey a second time as adults now. And I was the president of our local youth hockey association for about 5 years. Then I got involved at the MAHA at the state level, and I've been president of the state association now for 5 years.
So, I mean, we all know Michigan is synonymous with great hockey. You've got, from the littlest kid all the way up to the pros, I mean, you've got a lot of fantastic hockey players and fantastic hockey programs in Michigan. What's the biggest challenge that you face as the president of MAHA?
Probably the biggest challenge that we face is that we are a state that has a lot of different levels of hockey in it. So we've got over 2,500 different teams at different levels. We've got 50,000 amateur hockey players, anywhere from age 0 to age 80 probably. So we've got a lot of different levels, and so we have a lot of different challenges in being able to support all of those different levels and all the different programs at all of those different levels. And, of course, everybody wants us to make their level the priority and their team the priority, and it's hard to do what's best for the state and hockey as a whole in Michigan, you know, rather than just what's good for one particular segment.
How does, when you think about all the different levels of hockey, I was going to start at the ground level and talking about 8 and under hockey. And as you know, a lot of the focus of the American development model, at least in the early stages, was on creating that strong foundation at the 8 and under level. How has that worked in Michigan?
Well, it's worked better in some areas than others. We've had some areas of our state that have really been on board with the ADM program, cross ice hockey, for going on their third full season now. And we have some other areas of the state that are just starting to get on board now. The areas of the state that have been on board for a while, they're really starting to see the benefits of the program. Their retention numbers are good. Their player development is good. You know, they're really starting to see the benefit of it. Some of the others that hadn't adopted it quite as early on are a little bit behind the curve, but I think we're starting to see that now as everybody's having to transition to do at least some of it throughout the course of the season, so they're starting to see the benefits as well.
The rule that was put into place to require teams to play cross-ice hockey at 8 and under, has that made a big difference and make your life a little bit easier, or does it still present some challenges?
It still presents some challenges. I mean, we've for probably the last 3 years, we've been trying to create some sort of a transition program within our own state, and we've had varying levels of success depending on the initiatives that we put forward. But anytime you get change, there's always the resistance to change, and you know, people maybe not understanding the change or why change might be good or better or benefit them. And it's just really been a hard thing to really get through to the parents, you know, that we're doing it for the benefit of their players and to get that education across. You know, obviously in some areas we're doing better at that than others.
You know, the ADM, like we talk about the 8 and under hockey, but ADM is really a top-to-bottom approach. I mean, it's for helping to develop players all the way up to the elite level. Are you finding that as parents have been involved with the ADM for 2 or 3 years that you're getting a little bit more buy-in, that they're seeing improvement in their sons and daughters?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've actually done some surveys as well when this first started, especially in the areas of the state that adopted the ADM more fully. And I can tell you for sure that the parents were seeing a much higher level of skill development for their young players, you know, through the course of the ADM. And the ADM, as you say, is not just 8 and under hockey. That's where it started. You mean basically what USA Hockey and what we're doing is we're starting at the bottom level and kind of walking it up the ladder, if you will. The initial thought actually for the ADM was totally the opposite of that. The initial concept of it was to start at the oldest age levels and try and work it down. And I think right now we do have the model right. It's to start it at the youngest age levels because that's where the skill level is best developed and acquired, is at those younger age levels. If you don't have that skill at the younger age levels, you're never going to have it at, well, not you're never going to have it. It's going to be harder to acquire at older age levels.
And I also know that Michigan is fortunate enough to have two programs that have been labeled as model programs, Orchard Lake and Kalamazoo.
Yeah.
How have those been going, and what kind of success are you seeing through those two programs? Mm-hmm.
Orchard Lake was actually new last year, so they've got a full year under their belt already. Done very, very well. That's actually in an area that probably I would classify as not a strong ADM stronghold area. But we've certainly seen a influx of players actually into that area from maybe some of the other surrounding local associations coming to Orchard Lake because they're hearing about what's going on there and the fact that it is kind of a premier development program there. So that's done well, and I haven't seen what their numbers are for this year, but I'm hearing good reports that, you know, people are coming back, they liked it, you know, they're bringing some of their friends. We're actually having some issues where people are kind of coming in from out of the area that are causing them a little bit of a issue in terms of the structure of their teams. But and Kalamazoo is new this year. They're just getting started, and I think the parents are really enjoying that down there as well. Our goal really is to have several more of these. We had kind of really hoped we'd have three or four this year, but we'll get there.
So no kind of timetable, but just certainly a push in the right direction.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got a couple others that are very close to being on board right now. But, I mean, obviously the standard there is set high, and you have to make a very high level of commitment in order to be one of those associations. So it's not just a program that everybody can sign up for.
Well, speaking of high standards, you also have one of the ADM regional managers in your area, Bob Mancini, obviously is well known throughout the hockey world. What's it like working with Bob, and what would you say about the job that he's done in promoting the ADM throughout the state?
Well, I think actually that we're probably very, very lucky to have had Bob be assigned to our area and for Bob to be kind of from Michigan, really, even though he's not from Michigan. But I think he's probably spent more time in Michigan than anywhere else at this point, maybe. But no, Bob has just done a tremendous job. You know, Bob has had a wide range of hockey experiences throughout the course of his lifetime, and he is just a master at, you know, communicating the development program to parents and to association people at a level that they can understand it and understand why it's a good thing for their kids that are involved in their program. So selfishly, I think we probably have the best ADM manager that's out there, but I don't know.
Well, you know, speaking of communication, the last thing I wanted to ask you about was I understand there's going to be a roadshow, an ADM type of a roadshow that's going to come through the state maybe early next year. Can you talk a little bit about it? I mean, I'm sure there's probably a lot of plans still in the works, but what can you tell me about the roadshow and what would you hope it will accomplish?
Yeah, we're going to be doing that at the end of January in 2014. And what we're going to do is, throughout the course of a week, we've got a number of different ADM regional managers from around the country and some of the USA Hockey staff people that are going to be coming in. And what we're going to be trying to do is go out to various different associations in different areas. And we're going to be going out on the nights whenever their practices are, you know, and when the parents and the kids are normally in the building. We're going to be coming out to talk to the parents a little bit about what's coming up for next year in terms of the development ladder for their kids, and also talking to the coaches about that as well. And then we're going to have some coaches that'll come with us as well that'll be doing some demonstration on the ice with the kids while the parents and the coaches are getting some of the information from the ADM regional managers and the USA Hockey staff. So it should be a good educational event.
Just another example of the things that you're doing to really try to push the ADM throughout the great state of Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we just want people to understand why we're doing what we're doing and what the benefit is for their young hockey player. I mean, we're not trying to create all NHL players, but we want all the kids to be able to reach their potential, whatever that is, so that they can be competitive and enjoy the great game of hockey at the highest level that they can enjoy it at.
That's great. Well, George, thank you for not only taking the time to sit down with us today, but thanks for everything that you do for hockey. I mean, you do this as a labor of love, and I'm sure that some days may be a bit more challenging than others, but we're, you know, USA Hockey and the state of Michigan is lucky to have you. So thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks. Glad to be here.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. And tune in again next time when we'll continue to look at the various facets of the American development model. Thanks for listening.